Well, that's the end of our show. Adios, amigos. Once again, this is Juan Carlos saying goodbye. Are we off?
Yeah, we're clear. We're clear.
All right, man.
That's a wrap.
Woo! Good show. Good show, everybody.
That was another fantastic episode. Well done, man. Well done. Good job. Seriously. So we got to talk a little bit. I feel like possibly this character is, you know, a little bit racist, a little offensive. Maybe we should try some different things.
Juan Carlos is not racist.
No, that's not what I mean. Okay, look. The thing is, the way you do the character, it's offensive, you know. But I just think we should do something else. Maybe mix it up a little bit. Okay. Try to find the non-offensive place.
You want me to do like an Italian? Luigi from Italy. Hello, my name is Luigi. I like the pizza pie. Like that sort of thing?
It's hard to put my finger on it. No, I feel like that's almost equally, if not more, offensive. Yeah.
How about
try something else?
I got like a bien sûr, welcome to my French restaurant. Would you care for a glass of wine?
The thing is about the voices that you're doing is, yeah. I mean, they're accurate. No one's going to argue how accurate they are, you know, behind closed doors after the fact. Let's try something that's no accent. What's your normal speaking voice sound like? Let's just try that for a bit. Let me just hear like a little taste.
This is my normal voice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe back to the Mexican one. All right, let's do this.
All right, welcome to our show, Los Hermanos Locos, coming to you live from Mexico City! Arriba, arriba!
Have you heard the rumors about, you know, the human robots?
Yeah, they look like people, and they're sending them in to, like, infiltrate.
And then they kill everyone or something. It's awful. How can they make a robot that looks like a person?
Hey, guys. What are we talking about?
Hey, Arnold. Hey, man. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, we're just talking about the crazy stuff that's going on. You know, just the usual. But, you know, the other thing about how humans are sometimes not humans and they're robots.
Yeah, the robots out there, they make you worry. You don't know who's which.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. I mean, that's the scariest part. It could be anybody. There's no way to tell if a robot is a person. There is literally no way to tell.
No way. Yeah. Not in the least.
I guess the dogs know, I guess, somehow. I mean, you hear that?
We gotta get dogs.
Who can even trust dogs these days anyway? I mean, they could be barking at anything, like, you know, just something that's in the air or from the multiple fires from corpses.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that it is the craziest it's ever been, and it's terrifying, and I don't know what to do. Every second, I'm afraid that I could die from some new crazy robot threat.
It's a valid fear.
Yeah. I mean, for all I know, you know, any one of you could be a robot.
This seems like something that should be brought to the attention of our finest leaders. Do you know where I could talk to one of them?
There's John Connor, obviously. Do you want to go, you want to go tell him personally?
Yes, I would like to meet with the famous John Connor.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could just kind of...
talk to him about these horrible robots.
Show up out of nowhere. I don't see what the harm in that would be.
No, that should be fine.
Let's give him the, coordinates for... Yeah. All right, so this is where you can meet John Connor.
All right. Very useful. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. See you later, man. All right. Say hi to John for us.
Will do. All right, so I'll see you guys later.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be right here in our post.
All right. I'll be back. Who can really trust dogs when you get down to it? I mean, sometimes it might just be something in the air or like...
You're killing me. Welcome back. You're watching Quizfire. Hi, Mr. Larrabee. How are you doing?
Hey, Tim. I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's a privilege, John. Now, if I can, I'd like to dive right in and talk about the subject of the day. It's the reason you're here tonight. I think it would be best if you shared that with our audience tonight.
Tarantulas?
That's right. Tarantulas. Because as we all know, your entire family was killed by tarantulas. So I have nothing but trivia questions about tarantulas tonight. So number one question, What is a tarantula's favorite food?
My family. No? Is that not it?
All right, welcome to the first day of class, everyone. This is your speech class. Does anyone have any questions before we get started?
I'm sorry. I have a question.
Yeah, what's the question in the back row? What's your question?
Are you the professor that's teaching this course?
Correct. I'm the qualified professor that was teaching the speech class today. Do you have a question, or is that the only question you had?
No, I'm good.
So the first thing I want to talk about is you want to make sure that you overpronounce every syllable. You don't want to speak too fast. You want to make sure you always pronounce everything. Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Again, the same point. What's your question? I need your focus, though. Make sure you're listening before you ask. What's your question?
Yeah. Is there like a syllabus? Like, is there somewhere where this is written down? Like,
oh, sorry, that's a banned word. We don't say that word. But do you have a question that doesn't use that word?
Yeah. Wait. There is no syllabus?
Okay, we're very clear about that. We do not use that word. There are words you can kind of. Stop saying that word. There's a word that it cannot be said. Oh. This is a speech class. So we cannot use words. I feel like you're intentionally making fun of the fact that we all are here to learn how to speak, and you're just making fun of it. But that you're here too. Remember that you are the alternative one. I don't know, a little something called science. You know, like Nazis are extinct.
Can I have one of those chicken sticks, buffalo?
Yeah, there's no chicken. That was not a part of the order. Anyway, I left it in the mailbox like you requested.
Mr. Mandelbaum.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Mandelbaum. I have come from my apartment, and this man here was in my shower.
I'm sorry?
This man was in my shower, Mr. Mandelbaum.
I tried to get clean. What do you want? I tried to get clean, and your shower is there.
Tell you this place. I don't understand. Look, you know that you can't come to me with every little thing, right? I'm the super. I'm not your caretaker.
But this man is in my shower, Mr. Mandelbaum. He cannot be there.
No, that's true. So you should maybe call the police or something. I don't know. Just don't bother me anymore, I guess is what I'm saying. Do you understand?
But Mr. Mandelbaum, I have no friend. You are my only friend, Mr. Mandelbaum.
Do you know this guy at all?
The shower man?
I get clean. I don't see what the issue is here. I get clean. I get the shower. Your shower here. It's nice and clean in the shower. I get clean. We all clean.
I don't know you, sir. Do you live in this building? I'm sorry.
I walk by. I see shower. I go in shower.
My word. Oh, my word.
Shower man, do you need roommate?
What?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
My name is Bertram. Shower man, you are Bertram's roommate.
I love you, Bertram.
Mr. Mandelbaum, this is Shower Man. He live with me.
All right, so it's official then. I'm going to burn this building to the ground.
Hey, Max, what's your favorite part of being a garbage man?
Oh, geez, I don't know, man. I like a lot of it. I like everything.
You know what my favorite part is? What? My favorite part is all the garbage.
Oh, that's a good part. That's a good part. Yeah.
You know why, though? Because not everything that people throw away
right.
is trash.
That's true. Yeah, one man's, garbage is another man's treasure.
That's what I'm always saying.
It's true.
Last week, I took home a perfectly good...
Soda can? You got a soda can? Man, I get soda cans. They're perfectly good all the time. Or no, you're going to say something else. I'm sorry. What were you going to say? Yeah.
But. I'm talking about something a little higher class.
Oh, okay.
Would you? Right?
Yeah.
I found a brand new untouched.
No way is it untouched.
Just sitting on the side of the road.
What?
Mustang convertible.
That's insane. Someone put the Mustang to the curb to be thrown away?
Yeah, it was just sitting up there next to the trash can. There were no keys. I had to hotwire it, but I just threw that thing away.
No one's going to throw the keys away, too. That's insane. I love being a garbage man.
That's probably why they threw it away. They couldn't find the keys.
That makes sense to me. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me. You know, sometimes I've found things that I don't even think you could buy. But when you get them in the garbage, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's the best thing you could ever find.
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Yeah. I'm saying like a baby.
Trash babies are my favorite.
I've got so many trash babies at home. There's more trash babies than I care to count. So I just have a pile of them. Yeah.
That's a keeper.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone in here?
Hi there. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. So I bought something from here recently, and it's not working out. I need my money back.
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, what seems to be the problem?
Well, honestly, a couple of things. It's just not what I thought it would be. It's kind of stupid. It doesn't really do any of the work that I thought it would. Doesn't ever want to vacuum. Doesn't ever want to do dishes. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of an asshole.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here at Cloning Around, we do guarantee all of our products for life.
Right. Life. Okay.
And it is a clone of you.
Yeah, well, it's a dick. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, give me back my money and I'll go. But I need it now because you're really wasting all of my time. And
I think I see what the problem is.
Oh, you think you see what the problem is. Great. Yeah, super. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I think your clone probably needs a new battery.
A new battery?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got one here. I can send it home with
you. What's that going to cost me? I'm not paying any more money.
Oh, it's complimentary. I mean, it's included in the service contract.
Oh, I guess that's the least you could do, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You'll have to install it yourself, though.
I'm not some nerd that can just install things into things. I'm not going
to
do that.
No, I guarantee you can handle it. You'll have to access your clone's anterior battery hatch.
Battery hatch? Yeah. Or how do I get to this battery hatch? Like, what do I got to do?
Well, it's on the underside, kind of at the top of the legs, kind of beneath the lower back region.
Right.
There's some flotation devices. It's kind of up in between there.
Okay. All right. So what? Like, I just insert the battery, and then it will just work again.
Yep. You'll feel it kind of give. You'll just want to go in as deep, as far and deep as you possibly can.
Right.
And you'll feel it when it gets in there. You'll know.
I'm gonna feel it when it gets into.
I mean, with any luck, you'll both feel it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I guess I could do that. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Fuck off. Anyway, I just stopped by because I wanted to ask you a question, and I hope it's okay.
You can ask me anything. Is it about girls?
No. Nothing like. Why would I have a question about girls?
Oh. Is it about boys?
I don't know. No. I mean.
Is it about non-gender specific people of indeterminate sexual proclivities?
Math question. A question about math.
Oh. Hello, my name is Bonzo.
Hey, I like your outfit.
Thank you. I bought it at the clown store.
Yeah, it's
I'm a clown.
I got that. I did. I got that right away. Can
Would
I
you like
you
to
some?
See me juggle? Oh.
No, thank you.
Oops.
No, I'm good.
I dropped my balls.
Oh, geez. That's awful. Well,
I have been
a
clown for 3 days.
Okay. Well, keep practicing and maybe you'll get better.
Would you like me to honk my nose? Honk!
Oh, you honked your own nose. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go. But thank you for introducing yourself and, you know, welcome to the neighborhood, I guess. Or
would you like to buy a clown magazine?
I'm not really. Wait, I'm sorry, a clown magazine?
Yes.
Like a magazine about clowns?
Yes.
That's a thing people make?
Yes, all nude clowns.
Oh, goodness. Nope. I'm going to pass on. I mean, I'll take a look, I guess.
We all float down here.
Oh, do you want it? I think it's cleared, and I think if you just
take a
second.
Why is that? You tell me.
Look in a mirror, and don't make me say it out loud.
Who's a mirror?
Hey, other character, come on in here for a second.
Yeah, first character, what's up?
So I have this dilemma. This thing is happening and it's kind of comical.
Story elements. Halt, criminal.
Oh my god, what are you?
I'm Big Man.
Who?
And I'm here to punch you in the snout.
Take the purse back, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to steal it, I just don't hurt me.
No, I'm taking you back to the pen, the Big Ben.
Is that like jail or please don't hurt me? And you were so intimidating, and that costume is so crazy.
I see you have a lot of unpaid porking tickets.
Did you say porking tickets?
Ham.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It was your idea, though. Hey, thank you so much for meeting me.
Hey, I had to come into town anyway.
Oh, but it's 3 a.m, so this is kind of out of your way. It's kind of a crazy thing.
No, I'm headed to work. I gotta be to work at 4. I'm in the bakery.
Oh.
Yeah, I make all the cakes and breads and such, donuts.
The reason I asked you here is I have a huge favor, and I just don't want anyone to be around to hear me ask it, because it could get me in a little bit of trouble.
Does it involve baked goods in any way?
Kind of does, in the sense of you know, baked goods being a murder weapon of sorts. I mean, I'm hoping you'll kill someone for me, basically, and I'm hoping you'll use baked goods to do it.
Oh.
And this is the thing, though. I'm pretty against the idea of poisoning, so would you be willing to make a weapon out of baked goods and then use that weapon to murder someone?
Are you thinking like a sharp piece of bread or like a bludgeon of some kind, like a heavy loaf?
I was thinking a heavy loaf. Actually, it was exactly what I was thinking.
I have been waiting for this opportunity my entire life.
Really? Okay, well, do you have any questions? Anything else I can answer for you to make this as smooth as possible?
Do you care what kind of murder loaf I make? I mean, rye, oatmeal, potato.
A lot of choices.
Split-top wheat.
I don't.
Multigrain.
No, not really concerned about the type of bread. Honestly, I thought you'd ask more about, like, how much am I willing to pay you? Who do I want you to murder? But you're really more interested in the what kind of loaf of bread to make, huh?
Yeah. I mean, do you want it in, like, slices? Or do you want, like, a baguette? Or would you like more of like some sort of fried loaf?
Jesus. Oh, this is a great price on chips. Did you see this?
I did. I think we should get a bag. Maybe 2 bags.
I say let's get 3 bags. I love this price.
Yeah, let's get 3 bags. Let's also get the salsa.
Oh, you gotta get the salsa. Let's get the salsa and let's get the ranch dip. Maybe mix them together.
Shopping with you is the best, Bernie. I tell you what, you know, I used to go shopping by myself and it's very boring.
Oh, me too. I've shopped by myself. I've shopped with people I don't like. But you, it makes me want to shop every day.
Now listen,
yes.
I think they're having a sale on cucumbers over in the produce department. Would you want to take a gander?
Clive? Are you fucking with me right now? Hello.
Hello, it is I, Caesar Hernandez, Bird Talker.
Oh, wow, Caesar, I'm so excited. I can't believe you came to my house to help me with my bird.
I'd like to help you both because a bird is a special friend to a man.
Yes, yes, as you always say. All right, so, I don't know, come on in. I'll show you the bird. You want to just jump right in?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what is your bird's name?
Oh, his name is Sally, and I'm going to be honest, he's not an ideal bird. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. He doesn't behave the way I want him to.
Well, I think your first problem may be calling a male bird Sally. Birds are very, very old-fashioned in these terms. You must give him a manly name, like Francois.
Francois? Or, okay, yeah, well, I guess we can change his name. I've had him for years, but yeah, all right. So, do you want to meet Francois?
Yes, yes, let me meet this bird.
Okay, he's out here in the garage, just follow me. We keep behind some old magazines. Here he is. He's in his cage. Don't get too close. I don't know what he's going to do. He's unpredictable at best.
Does he bite? Does he bite you?
I haven't had him ever bite me, but he could bite you.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I've never been bitten by a bird.
Oh, wow.
I am the Bird Talker.
Okay, whoa, all right.
Hello, whoa. Little bird. Hello.
Don't get too close.
Hello, Francoise.
Anyway, he doesn't do anything he's told. He's not behaving.
Does he do anything?
No, nothing I ask. Like, we try to feed him, he doesn't eat.
I'm gonna poke him.
Oh, okay.
Whoa,
should you poke him with that?
Bird. This bird is dead.
What?
I'm going to leave now before this becomes Monty Python sketch.
Are you thinking Arby's? I'm thinking Arby's.
Let's go to Arby's!
Yeah. Oh. Roast beef!
I love you, roast beef! I love you, roast beef! Let's do that!
The days grow shorter.
They do, and I'm afraid of what's coming.
Winter.
It's closer every day.
Soon, there'll be nothing to see but the white drifts of snow, as far as your eye can see.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm sure we're perishing what's to come. And I want to ask you a question.
Ask, my friend.
Would you please watch my house for me if I perish and you do not? You know, check the water's running and make sure the pipes don't freeze.
I'll keep an eye on your newspapers.
Damn it, that's really funny.
Oh, man.
Man,
what a night.
I regret going to Arby's.
That's the whole sketch. That was a great show.
Excuse me, Father. Do you have a second?
Yes, my son. How can I help?
I wondered if we could just talk for a second. I mean, it doesn't need to be like a confession, like in the booth. Can we just sit here for a second? And I did something, and I just want to make sure. I couldn't find anything that said it was a sin, but I feel like it might be. So I just wanted to, you know... run it by somebody who knows, you know?
No, you've come to the right place. Sit down. Let's talk. What has happened?
Well, I mean, I'm just gonna say it. I had sex with my sister.
Oh. Oh, snap.
I'm a diehard Coke fan, and I had a Pepsi with my lunch.
I see. This is not actually a sin, but I'm glad that you've asked me.
Oh, okay.
Drink 3 Mountain Dews and pray.
And pray? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not familiar with pray? Fucking heathen?
No, can you explain? I ate people.
I'm sorry?
Like person? Like I had a person steak?
I'm sorry, you had a person steak?
Like people meet? Yeah, it was at this this adventurous eaters club I joined. You know, like they eat strange meats.
I
like
don't
ostrich
know.
And,
no,
and
I
bison
don't know.
And, well, there was an opportunity to try human meat, and how could I pass that up? I had to know.
There's a lot of ways to pass that up. There's
it was delicious.
Oh, I don't know that there's anything we can do to save your soul now. What would you say it tasted most like?
I broke into a museum and stole a painting. You know, like a specific painting. I stole the Mona Lisa from the museum they keep it in.
That is a horrible
crime. I have it here with
crime.
Me. You want to see it? It's pretty amazing.
You brought it here to the church.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave it at home. Somebody will steal it. Captain, we're getting some anomalous readings in the... gamma sector, it appears to be a duck in space.
I'm sorry, Ensign, can you repeat that? It sounds like you're saying that there is a duck.
We have readings of a space duck in gamma sector. I'll have engineering run a calibration.
That has to be an error. You definitely need to have that calibrated. There haven't been space ducks in this area for centuries.
Yeah. Engineering is reporting that everything is shipshape. Let me run the scan again. And yes, we're positive for space ducks in Gamma.
Are you certain you're not looking at a galaxy goose?
It's like a combination of like fresh skunk, melted plastic, and vomit all mixed together.
Yeah, it smells like old ice cream if... it was just filled with raisins, but like old raisins.
It smells like if you took a cat turd and rolled it in Cheeto dust, and then a dog ate that and shit it out.
Yeah.
And then a skunk sprayed that. That's what it smells like.
It smells like my socks after I've been wearing them all day at the gym, and then I come home and I put them in the microwave.
It smells like if you microwaved a condom that had been used for anal sex and then poured the resulting sludge into like a milk carton that had a little bit of milk left in it, and then let that sit for a couple of weeks, and then put the whole thing in the microwave and then dumped it on the kitchen floor at work. That's what it smells like.
Yeah, it does smell like that. I don't know if I should still eat it.
5 second rule. Dr. Henley, help me with this sarcophagus lid.
I'm not going near that. I am not going near that. That mummy's gonna come to life. I have watched enough movies to know. Nope. Nope.
Doctor.
Not gonna happen.
Doctor, get a hold of yourself.
It's not gonna happen. I'm not doing it. Keep it closed. I'm not going near it. No.
Look, if I have to push it off myself, I'm gonna give myself...
Yeah, you're gonna hurt yourself, and you're also gonna release some evil spirit that's gonna kill all of us while we're sleeping. No! No, I'm not touching it. I'm not going near it.
Doctor.
Yes! I'm a doctor! Yes, what?
Doctor, what? Our grant hinges... Uh-huh. On us getting into this sarcophagus.
Oh, okay.
If we don't get it open, we don't get paid.
Oh, we don't get paid if we don't open this. Oh, I see now. So what you're saying is your life is worth the contents of this paycheck. Your life, which will be taken from you from the cold, dead hands of a mummy. A Dr. mummy that is alive.
Dr. Henry.
Because you opened its esophagus. That's not what it's called.
I was wondering if you would help me find a book.
Yes, I'd be happy to help you. No one's asked me in a very long time. Welcome. Welcome to the library.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's an unusual book I look for. You may not have it, but I hope that you have the book I look for.
Oh, I have many rare and amazing books. I suspect I have the book you are looking for. Is it a magical world you wish to visit?
Yes, you would say that, perhaps, yes.
I have a book that if you just open it and speak a word, you'll be transported to an amazing world filled with...
Is it filled with women?
It might be, yes. Come with me, let me show you this book.
Show me your book.
Here it is. As you can see, it is very old, from the late 1980s. And admittedly, I would call it more a magazine, I realize, but if you look inside, I think you'll find this magical world I spoke of.
Yes, yes, this is exactly what I had in mind.
You could say that it's a bit used, I suppose, because I like to read a lot with the books. I'm always reading. I love to read, and that's why it's used. And that's the only reason, the reading.
I'll take it.
All right, how was your training yesterday? I know you weren't actually out here, you know, in the park with me, but I know you must have watched the videos and learned about everything. Is that true?
Yeah, I watched all the videos, you know, bloodborne pathogens and
right.
What to do with pine cones.
Good.
You know, how to stop a rampaging bear.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched all the videos.
Did you see any of the videos, you know, about dinosaurs, since that's primarily what we do? Did you watch any of those videos?
No. What do you mean, dinosaurs?
Like, yeah, I was afraid that might happen. Your training might be a little bit obsolete. So, you may not know this yet, but this park is basically been converted to what we like to call in the industry a dinosaur park.
You mean like Tyrannosaurus Rex, that kind of dinosaur?
I'm not familiar with the specific names, but yes, we have dinosaurs here in this park.
Do you mean like a Stegosaurus, that kind of dinosaur?
Yeah, you know, one of those dinosaurs. Is that the kind with the wings?
Do you mean like a Dimetrodon? Is that like?
Okay, I'm fairly confident you're making up words at this point, but yes, I do mean that there are dinosaurs in this park, and it is our job to basically keep them in line and keep all of the people visiting safe.
Do you mean like a Diplodocus? Is that the type of dinosaur you mean? You got any of those around?
You know, I think this is going to work out great.
How about like a Brachiosaurus? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I don't...
An Allosaurus. That was one. Can I know that.
Can I just have your badge real quick?
What about that one that spits the poison?
That'd be right over there, right? You gotta go through that door.
Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus. Yeah, that's right through that door. The door you came through, you're just gonna go back through that door.
Look, it's real pretty with the frilly... Oh, God, it's in my mouth.